Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies
welcome
so blue.
The Palmer Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'll
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. We're in our last weekend of summer for those with kids. It's a lot of kids are going back to school this upcoming week, so it's kind of the last shebang, the last hurrah in parts of New England. It's my kids are going back to school all this week. I've got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all going to school, different schools for a while. Different days, different everything. Anyways, so it's the last hurrah for the summer, if you will. Labor Day is upcoming next week, so it's, summer's coming to an end. So that means we're thinking to the next few weeks of what's going on with the garden, what we can do, what we can, take care of. Usually this time of year kind of brings the idea of that putting our lawns in, redoing our lawns is that time of year, right? We're getting to that point where temperatures are starting to drop a bit, right? They're not as hot, although yesterday we did have some humidity. It felt pretty warm, but the temperatures are starting to feel a little like fall. We're not there, but still a little bit like it, right? So we think, all right, lawn time. We're getting there. You look at the overnights. That's what we kind of look at the most because of the fact that the cooler temperatures at night allow our root system of our plants to kind of just chill out a bit, kind of focus more on the roots versus, trying to put new shoots out, doing all those types of things, right? And it's the same thing when it comes to our shrubs and trees and everything along those lines. So that's what makes going into the fall, even though we're not in fall yet, we're a few weeks away anyways. It gets that time frame ready to go, right? It gets that season there, and our plants love this time of year. They love being able to just focus on one thing versus roots and shoots and flowers. Now they can really just start to focus on the roots. So, nothing but a good thing for our plants. So we look forward to this season as a gardener when it comes to lawns and new plants because they can really focus on where they need to be. know, you look at the long-term forecast and you don't see a lot of hot, warm temperatures. We'll probably get one or two more. We always do, right? Usually the first couple weeks in September, we'll get, you know, a day where it feels like 85, 90. So we'll probably end up still with that, but who knows? Our weather's been so all over the place this season. You just don't know what's up, what's down. So it is something to be, you know, kind of thinking about. It could happen. You just don't know. It is something that it's kind of each season, this is kind of what happens. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I don't know if you've been noticing, I've had a couple emails in regards to it, but some of the trees out there are starting to turn their color for the season. They're already saying, yep, it's the end of the year. I'm done. I'm good. I'm going into my dormant period. And it's been happening for a couple weeks now. It's not just a, you know, this week, right? So, I like I said, I had a couple, you know, emails in regards to just wondering what's going on. And this weather has just been all over the place. And I think our plants are just giving up for the season, right? I mean, when it rains, right? It's just, there's so much rain. There's such a cool temperature on some of these days that it's feeling like we're already in fall. We're already, you know, really close to that season as is. So our shrubs, our trees are starting to feel it. You're always going to have a few of these trees that do it anyways. They're going to do it early. You know, you kind of look at it and say, does it mean something else? It could, right? It could mean that they're a little bit weaker than other trees. But not always necessarily that way. But you're going to start to see some of these trees, you know, change colors already. Just the ups and downs of the temperatures, right? The changes in seasons that are coming are getting that way, right? So it's not terrible, right? It's not a terrible thing to see some of these happen. The one thing that you would start to worry about is if it was all the trees, right? Because this, like I said, this does happen around all the time. So just something to be thinking about that, yeah, it's happening, but it could be pretty normal at this time of year because it does happen this way most seasons. Now, looking at some of the leaves, depending upon what they are, you know, you could kind of say it's probably going to be closer to like an oak or something along those lines instead of more of the maple trees, right? You know, maple trees tend to hold their leaves long. So that could be, you know, part of it. So, I think I'd take a look a little deeper and say, not that bad. So, I wouldn't get too nervous. So, just something to be thinking about here. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Bill's in New Hampshire.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Grant Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I have a question on Montauk daisies.
Yeah.
My Montauk daisies this year probably doubled or more so in size. But what's happening to some of them, and they're spreading out, they're so big that they open up in the middle and they're falling down. So it looks like somebody sat in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Is there any cure for that other than trying to fence them all in and keep them together or cut them back?
Well, so, you know, I wouldn't cut them back at this point in time because they're not far from You know, we're a few weeks away from the flowering. It's all going to have to do with next year. When you, you know, next year, what I'd look at doing, they're probably a little bit older than 3 years or 2-3 years old.
Yeah, they're almost 4.5 now, 5.
Yeah. So this is actually next spring is a good year to split them in half.
Okay.
Because the Montauk daisies want to be split every 3 to 4 years. And so what's going to end up happening is because of all the rain that we've having, they just grew crazy.
And
I'm having the same problem at my house. I understand what you're going through. But the thing is, with a Montauk daisy, it's one you just kind of let die back at the end of the season. So pruning's not going to be the thing. I would look at doing, maybe for next season, if you split them too, they have this type of ring called a grow-through grid, right? Mm-hmm. So if you've seen a peony ring.
Yes.
Right? Yep. What it is that ring on the top has a grid that has, like, squares in it, so the plant will grow through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of holds it up instead of a giant. There's a couple other things I want you to do. I want you to hang tight for me. I'm going to hit a break. For everybody else, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoamer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoamer.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we're talking with Bill in regards to his Montauk daisies. So we were just, you know, obviously a lot of this is going to be done next season, first thing in the year. Cutting them back, doing those types of things is just not something that the daisies want, right? Like I was saying, I wanted to make sure I explained it the right way. But this ring that's going to be that you could purchase to use around the Montauk, it's perfect because it's got two stakes on the side. It's wide enough where when you start with it, the plant can just grow right through it. It's not one that you need to move around to get to work. So I like it because of that reason. Makes life a little bit easier for you because, right. You know, that's one of the things, right, is you can get stakes, you can get rope, you can try to do all those things, but it's almost like you're always trying to finagle something around it. If you get this and start right from the beginning, it makes it easier, and it can just kind of live out there, especially even during the winter months, and be okay.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing this year will be next year, is to split them in half.
Okay.
That, you know, I think all the rain, everything, it's done a number on our perennials like the Montauk daisies. I'm even nervous that I'm not even going to get flowers just based on the amount of growth that's on it, right?
Right, right.
They can get, obviously, you know, 3-4 feet tall, but the thing is we're not used to seeing that.
Right.
You know, especially with the pruning process of pruning them as soon as at the beginning of the season and then again around July 4th. It's just all over the place. It's one of those things where going forward, knowing the way the weather has kind of reacted, I'd look for one of these grow through grids to just make life easier, for the future of the plant.
Rings. What are they called?
I've just known them as called grow through grids. Okay. It's so basically it's like a peony ring, except the top has a metal grid that goes, creating squares.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put it, you can actually move it up and down on the stakes so that as it grows, you can almost move it up a little bit just so it's working better. It's definitely worth it for something like this because it's in the... You start off so small, and then it's going to get so big by the end of the year. And this is a full season growth, whereas some of your perennials, it's like, all right, they're just going to bloom for a couple weeks, and then it's kind of going to die back. This is one where you got to put some work into it.
Right, right. Now, when you split them in half, do you prune it back? Because they're going to be 3 feet tall.
Yeah, so first thing in the spring anyways, you know, where once the ground is starting to wake up and do its thing, you're going to prune them back to not much anyways.
Okay.
Right? So that's why it's the best time to do it, because you're already going to cut it back.
Right.
And it's one that you don't want to prune back in the winter months because of the fact that it's just unnecessary. It's not one at the end of the season that you need to prune.
Right. The deer do that for me anyway.
Yeah. So, you can get that nice and easy. I wouldn't be moving it until the spring anyways.
Right, right. I got it. Good.
Alrighty.
I appreciate it. Thank
awesome.
You.
Well, have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Montauk Daisy should be blooming in the next few weeks, right? Should be. Just the amount of rain, the amount of everything. Our plants are growing so big. You just don't know what's going to happen. So just keep it in mind. If it doesn't bloom this year, it's not the end of the world. I think it has a lot to do with just the way the weather has been. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, as always, you can call us. The phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA News Update. In the headlines this Sunday morning, three U.S. Marines have been killed in Australia, correspondent Jim Forbes.
Police say five Marines have been transported to Darwin so far, and efforts are underway to remove all the injured.
In Jacksonville, Florida, three people killed in a racially motivated shooting, USA's Jerry Barmash reports.
Jacksonville County Sheriff T.K. Waters said the shooter, a white man, sent a manifesto to law enforcement, media, and his parents that detailed racial hatred before shooting and killing three black people at the store.
Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
And Bob Barker, the longtime host of The Price is Right on CBS, has died at the age of 99.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the weather is turning to be, you know, start to feel that fall weather. We're not completely there. You know, yesterday was a nice warm day. Looking towards the end of this week into next, it could warm up again. But it's that time of year where we start to refocus some more energy out onto our plants, our garden, in the form of perennial shrubs, trees, etc. So it's a good time of year to be planting. There's a saying out there, fall is for planting. Well, I do have to agree with it. It's a great time to focus on the right things for the plant. Same thing with the lawn. You know, I'm not sure how many of you had to deal with it this year, but I know I have, started new lawn, etc. this year, and, well, it's pretty much crabgrass. It was the perfect season for it. You know, there was enough rain that you didn't have to water as often. But, you know, the problem with that is just it was ideal growing conditions for weeds. So it's kind of that, you know, you look at it and you say, well, what can we do? How can we get this going? Should we start again? Should we look at it and say, let's focus on the crabgrass and say, we're going to work on that and seed in the spring? You know, there's multiple options for you. And I've been talking about them for the past few weeks, but one of the things I want you to, you know, take a look at is the possibility of putting a crabgrass control down this fall. So instead of just, you know, using, you know, your fall fertilizer at this point, taking a look at it and saying, I have too much crabgrass. I need to do something now to help take care of it so it's ready for the spring. So as the crabgrass dies back, as it starts to go into its dormant state, you know, you kind of say, what else can I do? Now, if you read the fine print on the bags of the product that will, you know, that for the crabgrass control, they'll actually state right on it, for a bad, I don't know the exact words. I want to say a bad infestation of crabgrass. Use it in the fall as well. Now, why would we do that? Well, what it's doing is it's getting a dose now, and then it's going to get a dose in the spring. And we're starting to get these things ready and active in the soil to allow our lawn to start taking care of the crabgrass now versus just in the spring, right? And so it starts working now. It starts getting everything taken care of now. But this is the time frame that you'll be doing it in the next couple weeks, right? You're still going to want to put a winterizer down in a 6 weeks after. Because I fully believe in the 5-step program versus a 4-step program. Because if you do the math out and you did started it the spring as soon as you could, right? Our fourth application is usually right around now, and we have plenty of time, plenty of growing time left for our lawn and garden. So, you know, just something to be thinking about. Again, reading the fine print on the bags of crabgrass control will actually state right now that if you have a infestation of crabgrass, is to put an application down now, getting into the fall season. So just something to be thinking about. Now, you might be saying, well, I wanted to seed. Well, you got to look at it and say, is the amount of crabgrass there something where I really need to focus on and take care of the crabgrass now and then again in the spring? Can I seed in the spring versus this fall? So the answer to that is yes, you can, right? Because there is a product out there that in the spring that has that crabgrass control, but is also a product that you can seed with, right? So it's the best of both worlds. So if you're saying, I'm going to just focus on the crabgrass right now, it's okay to seed in the spring. Definitely okay. If you don't want to, if you don't want to wait on seeding the lawn until the spring, that's fine. But you can't use that crabgrass control. You're going to need to look at doing something to get rid of the crabgrass that's living there, right? Is it picking it? Is it trying to kill it, right? Just remember, a lot of the products that you use now are going to take about 2 weeks before you can reseed. So if you're looking to reseed this fall, you're going to need to start getting those parts of the project done. So you're going to need to start getting rid of that crabgrass by killing it with a total killer, or the crabgrass control with It's called a Weed Beater Plus crabgrass from Bonide, right? Maybe it's one of those. But you're going to need to start doing it now. This is the time to get this done, if that's how you're going to look at it. So two options for you, really. But you need to make that decision sooner rather than later. So that you can be successful. Want to make sure you have all those tools that you need so you're ready for it. It's just, I'd like to make sure all the details are there. So multiple options for you on how you want to do it. You can seed this fall, you can seed this spring. And it definitely can be done. Just realize, if you're putting that crabgrass control down now, you're going to need that start a fertilizer with crabgrass in the spring versus just the regular crabgrass control. So keep it in mind. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're really just getting started for the day. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock today, so as always. So plenty of time time left for any questions and whatnot. This is kind of our, like I said earlier, our last weekend, of summer. A lot of schools are going back, and we kind of look at the schools going back as the end of summer, right? Just one of those things. It's usually that or Labor Day. I'll tell you, a lot of schools are going back in New England a little bit earlier to try and just get ahead by a few days. Only going for a few days, but they are starting. We'll try to do some things out in the yard today. I know it might rain a little bit later, might not. We're kind of all over the place. You kind of expect this season that any day it's going to rain. You just kind of go into, oh, it's going to be sunny. Well, that's a shock because that's just how the year has been going. And that's how it's, affected our plants. So it's definitely, on our minds of, all right, well, is it going to rain? What's it going to do? Now, could you imagine if that was all snow? Oof. So, I don't know if that, shows what we're going to be in for this year. I hope it's not, because that would mean there's tons of snow on the horizon for us. But you never know. One thing to be thinking about, I started talking about it last week, kind of saying like, hey, we gotta look at the things for winter and say, do we have things ready? I talked about it last week, but this week would be a good weekend. Next week or two, get the snowblower out, check on it, make sure it doesn't need service, right? Because as the season progresses, once we get a little bit closer to that winter season, the small engine repair companies are going to start picking up because people are just going to start bringing it in for that regular maintenance anyways. So right now is when you want to check everything. You might want to, you got a neighbor that thinks you're a little bit crazy. Well, give them a little something to think about and get out there today, middle of the, the driveway. Turn that, see if you can get that snowblower going, running, right? Want to add to the effects, maybe go out there in a full winter coat, your snow pants, everything, and just get it going. But this is the time I always like to remind people, and I said this last week, I wish I had taken my own advice last year when I had I went to use it the first storm. And, a mouse had gotten into a certain area in the air filter. So it wasn't working, right? So I really take it as one of those things we got to look at, because I was using a shovel instead of a snowblower that, is supposed to do that job a little bit easier. So just something to be thinking about as time progresses this time of year. We're not, obviously we're not in the time frame where it's time to get the snowblowers out, but it could be, and I just like to make sure you are set to go. We can also start thinking about the different things that we're going to need to do, to put everything to bed, right? Looking at some of those plants and saying, do certain plants need to be cut back for the winter? Does our plants want to be covered? Do they want to be covered? know, these are little things that we start to think about at this time of year because we're not far from the fall. We use the, you know, we tend to use holidays or times of year as the end all. This is when it is. And as kids go back to school, we start to think more into the fall. We've already thought fall, right? So, you know, that's the time frame. That's our mind frame that we're in right now, is thinking about putting things to bed, getting things ready. So just some things to be thinking about this time of year, to get ahead of it. You always try to think the next season ahead versus the reaction time frame right now. Now we're going to take a break. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Take that break. Be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And first hour is almost over. We've been talking a lot how we feel like we're pretty much almost in fall at this time of year. Just kind of, it is what it is as the season progresses here. So we'll continue on as that's the case, because we all know that, it's pretty close anyways. Now, one thing, we've really been talking a lot about is getting things, planted. Right. I've been talking a few weeks now of if you're going to plant something, you really need to look at thinking about, adding some of the pollinator plants there into the garden. Right. You're going to start talking in the next few weeks. There's going to be articles. There's going to be people talking about different things of, leaving the leaves. Right. We've talked about it here. Do you leave the leaves in the yard versus cleaning them up? Right? The lazy part of me says, you want me to leave the leaves? All right, I'm in. I don't have to clean it up. But then again, you kind of look at it and say, well, when you're leaving the leaves, where are you leaving them? It's not in the open. It's not in the, hot, sunny areas that would be. It's more leaving them in the planting beds, leaving them in the... on the side of the yard where you have more shrubs, right? Those areas versus saying, I'm just going to leave them in the middle of the yard. So that's going to be some of the things you're going to start to hear, right? Because people, have been looking at it a little bit more instead of just... you know, saying, well, we got to get rid of the leaves. We got to do this. We got to do this this time of year. We've thought about it and said, maybe it makes more sense because some of our pollinators overwinter in leaves or in, you know, brush piles, those types of things. Maybe it makes sense to actually leave those leaves so that they have something to overwinter in. So that's something that we're going to start really discussing soon. But the reason I bring it up is it doesn't make sense to leave the leaves if you don't have plants that the pollinators want to be near or around, or if you don't have pollinator plants, right? So we got to look at it in two ways and say we're going to set this up for, you know, success and say, well, if I do it this way, it's definitely going to work. So I want you to be successful, so that's why I've been bringing it up, because I find that we do talk about pollinator plants, you know, depending upon the time of year, but when it comes to leaving the leaves, we don't talk about what else we could be doing to be successful with it. We just say, leave the leaves. The pollinators are going to overwinter there. Yeah, they'll overwinter there if you have the right plant for them. So, now, I bring it up because I find it as something that is getting lost in translation by some people out there. It's the same thing with No Mow May, right? No Mow May has become popular, but what we're not doing is we're not looking at it and saying, this needs to be done or that needs to be done. I have a couple neighbors who have actually done it in the way that I think is perfect, where they've left certain areas of the lawn that have more clover, more, you know, pollinator-friendly weeds, and left those sections but mowed the rest of it to this day. So they've done like a no-mow summer, right? But they did it in such a way where we brought certain areas of it, and we didn't just say, all right, here's a month. We took it for the season. So those are things we can discuss as the time goes on. But we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.